what the business is.
Hey.
We all here for our men and our women and our kids.
Everybody what the business is.
Hey.
You got the business, let me know what it is.
Hey.
Hey. What the business is.
Mm-hmm.
You got the business, let me know what it is.
Uh-huh.
Hey, y'all. What the business is, yeah.
Hey, it is. If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m.,
here we go.
You're late.
I'm just changing the subject. Shout out to Kayla, who's on that thing with us. I talked to her the other day. Mm-hmm. She, shout out to my sister's business. She does paintings, Dawn Blagrove, and she liked one of them, and now my sister's sending her a painting. So that's what the business is.
See what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, man. So right now, start calling in 833-212-1017 for what the business is. You can tell us what your business is, where you're located, one thing you learned along the way. If you got an event coming up or you got a black-owned business that you support and love, just like Dame just gave out some love, this is your chance to do it. It's powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. With that being said, it's time to find out what the business is, Dame. We're going to Candace. Candace, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Hopefully we got it right. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yeah, good morning. I'm happy to be here. So what I want to talk about this morning is my Savvy Caregiver program. It is a special program for loved ones and friends who are caring for a loved one with dementia. It's a free course. It's 6 weeks. It's going to be starting next week, Thursday, at the Martin Luther King Branch Library. And we're going to be meeting every Thursday for those 6 weeks from 10:30 to 12:30. So if somebody is interested in signing up for this free, wonderful course for family caregivers, you can reach out to me at 414-731-0891.
All right. Thank you very much for giving us what the business is. We're going to author Sherelle V, Coloring for the Soul. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is. Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning. I am author Sherelle V, creator of Coloring for the Soul. Many of us have gone through grief, and a lot of people do not like to talk about their grief, which is one of the reasons I have created a coloring book and journal for those who don't like to talk about their grief, to express their grief through coloring and journaling. You know, you can color however you want, journal however you want to be able to express your feelings in the moment. The coloring book can be purchased on Amazon through the title of Still Here, Coloring for the Soul in Times of Grief. It can also be found on my website, which is www.coloringforthesoul.com. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for letting us know what the business
is. Every time she calls, I make the same statement. I purchased that. My young guy uses it, and he came in the other day and was like, where's my notebook at? We went and got it, and he was coloring in there. So shout out to her, and it's actually a great product.
That part. 833-212-1017. That is the number to let us know what the business is, powered by We Energies. 833-212-1017. Great morning to Sam, Samantha, Team Till 365. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes. Gratitude Morning Blow. And it's I, Sam, with Team Till 365 Inc. And just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone for supporting us throughout the month of Sam. April was Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Team Till 365, we had over 5 different events. And I also want to thank you, Blow, with Blow Foundation, sponsoring all of our events, being really a part of this sphere and making Milwaukee a healthier, safer place. And again, we're at teamteal365@gmail, also at teamteal365.com, and we're on all social media outlets because we know, we believe you, to all survivors of sexual assault, domestic violence, and just life violence. Reach out to us so we can bring you into this thriving atmosphere. Thank you, Below, and all your listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. 833-212-1017. Shout out to Patrice at Calm Wellness. She has a 2026 season scheduled. She's presenting something called Calm Nights Live. It'll kick off on June 6th with D. Will, and then on June 13th, Vanta Jones, July 18th, D. Rose, and July 25th, Shelley Conley, August, L. Renee, Ajumu Butler. She has a star lineup. Mr. Keep a Smile on Your Face, D. Rock, a lot of people. So that'll be taking place starting, tickets go on sale May 2nd. So she wants you to stay focused on that. Shout out to Ship, who is also involved in that. Also, that is happening from the Big Clean. There is a church that is now going to be doing a Big Clean on May 16th. Saturday, May 16th, is presented by Omega Missionary Baptist Church. It's called the Big Clean, Strong Community Clean, happening Saturday, May 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 2915 North Tatonia Avenue. Food and refreshments will be provided. Also stamped in by Bader Philanthropies, Inc. and Alderman Russell Stamford II. So that's going on. Also, Prolific Realty Group. If you're looking for a house, you're looking for a home, you can call Shuro at 414-305-7880. 414-305-7880. Get you a house. You know what I'm saying? Find out. You know, you can stop paying some of these high rents and be able to become a home owner, which is very, very important. Very, very important. What you got, Dane?
I was just looking because I know I shouted out my sister, so I figured I'd go in here and look and mm-hmm. see what I could.
Shout out to Dog City right here in Third Street Market Hall. Shout out to Big Ken and his wife. They got Dog City, and they also have Pop City, which is the popcorn. Right here in the Third Street Market Hall, downtown in the Third Street Market. So make sure you support them, black owned and operated. They're also heavily involved, him and his wife, with doing things in the community and giving black. So that's worth it. Mr. Dye's Pies, also located here in the Third Street Market Hall.
Yeah.
I like to make sure that we let people know what's going on and what the business is.
And since I mentioned it again, it's called Piece of Peace Art by Dawn Blagrove. So Peace, P-I-E-C-E, of Peace, P-E-A-C-E, Art by Dawn Blagrove. So y'all make sure y'all check that out because, you know, like I said, people hit me up. I'm like, oh, when I reposted, who did that? And I'm like, my sister did that. And they're like, oh, hook me up with her. And so that's what I did when Kayla hit me up and was like, who did that? I'm like, my sister.
Right.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Each one teach one, said the word.
Absolutely. And speaking of events, you know, one of my biggest events that happens each year, on Saturday, June 27th, it will be the 32nd annual
Homer Blow
birthday party for the kids, happening at the Fitzsimmons Boys and Girls Club and Metcalf School premises at 3400 West North Avenue. It's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is absolutely free for everyone. Of course, we'll have free hot dogs, pizza, burgers, Kool-Aid, the red kind, the MPD.
Great for red.
Right. The MPD ice cream truck will be there. The MFD Mobile Survivor Live House will be there. We're trying to find a way because they're doing all of this remodeling over there with MKE Rec. And so we don't have use of the grass like that. So I'm trying to still get horse rides that we try to do every year for the kids and see if we can do it on the pavement. As opposed to having them in the grass. You know what I'm saying? So, coming up, so just people know that some of the sponsors, the presenting sponsors, Bader Philanthropies, Inc., also platinum sponsors is the Office of Early Childhood Initiative, Mighty Small Moments, shout out to Dia Wright. Also, the Brewers Community Foundation coming aboard this year. Thank you very much, Cecilia Gore. Also, we have West Care Wisconsin. We've got Spectrum. And then we've got Maleka Early Learning Center. We've got Children's Knowledge 2 and 3 Learning Center, the New Pitts Mortuary. We got Community Primary Health Care with Dr. Clarissa Lawrence. They are gold sponsors this year. Yeah, man. So it's a lot of people. Liquid, 3120 West Willard Avenue, formerly known as Oasis. We've got Unite WI with Bria Grant. We've got the Greater Milwaukee Urban League. So a lot of people coming aboard to help sponsor this 32nd annual birthday party for the kids, and always supported by Alderman Russell Stamford II of the 15th Automatic District. So, yeah. It's a lot of great things that are coming up. And then I've also
get all of your stuff from DPW because.
Yeah, I know. So they
with
said
me not
they would
be in there.
Yeah, they said someone would be in there by like May 5th or something. So I'll be shooting the email as soon as they are scheduled to return. It's not the official person, but it's we gonna make it happen. We gonna make something gonna happen. Something gonna shake. But again, What the Business is happening every Friday morning right here on the Truth 101.7 FM. From 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, you get to call in and let us know what your business is.
What the business is.
You got a black-owned and operated business or a black-owned and operated business that you like to support. This is your chance to always call in and give them a shout-out. And if you have an event that's coming up, you get to call in and shout that out as well. And although I mentioned the Calm Wellness Live and Nights or whatever, her massage service period, Calm Wellness, at 6333 North Green Bay Road here in Milwaukee. If you know you need to get that relaxation and that stress off of you, make sure you hit up Patrice at Calm Wellness, 6333 North Green Bay Road.
Shout out to Fruition them over on 27th Street.
There you go.
I heard they got the best biscuits in the world. They got like this biscuit sandwich that they make.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been over there to try it yet.
Yeah.
But then, and it's right around the corner from my house. I need to stop over there one day.
Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Hashtag you going to learn today. You going to learn today. And, you know, next week, man, I'll be doing an event at the Washington Park Senior Center. I like to say seasoned citizens. They're going to have a 70s party. It's a ARDC with Milwaukee County. So I will be there providing the musical soundtrack. From 11 a.m.
They're going to have a 70s party. They're going to dress up. So they're just going to go to the closet and grab some.
You so stupid. We got to take care of some bills. Bro, you. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go to James. James, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is, James?
Oh, the business is Top Freight Trucking, LLC, looking for drivers, 414-350-7863. You don't have to have a CDL Monday through Friday, no weekends unless you want to. 414-350-7863. Looking for non-CDL truck drivers. Thanks, homie.
All right. Thank you very much, James, for that. Again, remember, every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. And don't forget our next special guest that will be coming up at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, Bishop Walter Harvey from the Embassy Center MKE. They've got a big thing coming up for spring, and you're going to learn more about it from Bishop Walter Harvey himself at 8:30 a.m. right here on Truth in the Morning. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, to Truth in the Morning. I am the legendary Home of Blow, along with my brother,
MC Dame Elsie, in the building. Shout out to Dr. Clarissa Lawrence. She said, Homer, you can abbreviate our business name, Community Health PCS.
Okay.
Red Heart, Black Heart.
Okay.
There you go.
Cool.
And I just saying that because, you know, you just gave them a shout out, so I wanted to make sure the people got their love.
Absolutely. They've been so excellent. With her business, and I hope people, you know, continue to support.
Yeah, they
because
should.
It's important. You feel what I'm saying? And health is important.
Especially in today's times, and it's being a black woman, and the way that Trump and them are attacking black people on every front.
Yep.
We're not going to talk about it, but I'm just going to mention it. The way that the Supreme Court just butchered out the Voting Rights Act,
man.
And they threw us back to Jim Crow politics, and y'all are going to see what's going to happen, because a lot of people don't remember, but black women have been hit the hardest. So y'all make sure at any point, if you could support a black woman in any shape or form or fashion, make sure you do it.
Absolutely. It's important. Great morning to Dean. I saw him checking into the producer studio for a moment. So there was a march that was organized. Milwaukee teens organized a victory over violence week after deadly weekend. Did we have a clip for that, Andrew? OG Andrew? We're going to play that clip, and we'll talk about that before we get to our guests at 8:30 a.m. to let everybody know what that's about. And I think it's a positive thing, and it's something that's definitely needed right about now. So we're going to play this clip.
During the weekend, someone shot and killed a 15-year-old near Villar Phillips and Chambers.
It's heartbreaking. It's extremely heartbreaking.
Teen violence is drawing the attention of not only city leaders, but teenagers themselves.
Growing up, I witnessed situations where arguments turned into something much bigger, where words became actions, and actions had long-lasting consequences.
A high schooler shares the story of how she witnessed a homicide when she was 9 years old. Now, she and her classmates at Dr. Howard Fuller Collegiate Academy are on the hunt for a solution, leading what they're calling Victory Over Violence Week in Milwaukee.
And I just wish that young people understood that it's not okay to be against each other, but to work together to become stronger for the next generation.
The idea is to focus on appropriate conflict resolution, mental health awareness, and community safety.
We're just trying to look for a way that we can actually reach as many students as we possibly can before summer so that we can implant some real positive things in them and show them that they have support.
And the tools to move forward with a more peaceful summer in Milwaukee.
So, yeah, definitely a positive situation and needed.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more things that need to be led by them because, again, when they say that, well, y'all don't understand us, this, that, and the other, well, these are some of your peers. These are some of your peers. And some of them that may have taken some wrong paths, but it's like they understood, like, no, this ain't it.
Yeah.
This is not it. And I think that that is going to be part of the change that we need. Them leading the charge, those that have kind of got it, like, you know what, yeah, I'm tired of this. This, you know, I had a record before,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's to that situation, all hands on deck. And you would hope that, you know, when I was young and I was in high school, I've spoken about this in the past. My sister and I, and my sister mostly, would lead marches and do things like that at the school, whatever the cause was. But I think the leadership needs to come from that generation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be, they need to be seen so the youth can be seen. So it's not just adults telling youth what to do. They see somebody that looks like them, that's the same age as them, that feels them, that understands what they're going through, and that person is at the table. And so whether it be, you know, the best of us, the one that's getting a 4 point, or because even in that situation, they still have a better connection to the youth than somebody that's older, right? And
mm-hmm.
So you want them at the table. And in this situation, you got these kids from Howard Fuller, and they're leading this this resurgence of Victory Over Violence, because
mm-hmm.
you got the Victory Over Violence Park,
correct,
over in that area around there. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's always good when the kids step up, when the youth, and I don't want to call them kids, when the young adults step up and lead their generation, because mm-hmm. they're going to be the leaders of tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And we need to, and that's what a lot of times we have neglected to, I want to say there's been a disconnect between the leaders of yesteryear and the leaders of today, where we've had those disagreements like, man, y'all old,
mm-hmm.
y'all don't. And that was a problem where they didn't accept us, right? They didn't accept the things that we did. And like I always go back to Colin Powell, who said at the Republican convention, we have to accept those that they have elected. We have to accept those that they have chosen. You know what I'm saying? So if this is what the kids have chosen, then we have to accept them in and try to figure that out. We can't just be like, oh, that's dumb. Everything you're doing is dumb. Everything you're doing is stupid. No, bring them in. Let them learn from you, and you learn from them as well.
Mm-hmm. But everybody has to be open, because like I say, you know, that's how it works. It got to be cohesive. If it's not,
that's what I mean.
Yep, absolutely. It's going to be problems. It's going to be trouble. So that's a positive step. You know what I'm saying? It is a positive step, especially with hearing about a lot of the things these last, I want to say, few weeks, Dame. It's been teens. It's been, you know, 11-year-olds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's not a good look, because we ain't even got to the summer yet. We've got Blake Gump, on the line because I call him the Black Forrest Gump because he's been everywhere. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you, Blake Gump. What's your truth?
Blessed to be able to lead a block and come back and tell my story.
Yes, sir.
What I saw yesterday, they only gave it like 3 minutes on the news. Now, if they can do the team takeovers, and I appreciate my nickname. I was laughing yesterday. All my clients in the van was like, "You got a nickname." I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah, because you've been everywhere. You got pictures with every damn body.
Yes, sir. You can go. I got. As you say, Homer, I got receipts.
Yep, Genghis Khan. I mean? You got receipts. Yeah, go ahead.
I had to dig him up. Okay, here we go. Everybody that was involved yesterday, all the adults and the group that they have, where's the takeover? That should have been a team takeover yesterday. It was calm. It was organized. There was no violence. The kids wasn't running around like they had no home training because the adults were with them. So we need to collectively do that. If they did that once a week with all the schools, there would be no time for the children to get out. The ones that don't go to school or the ones that are not, that do, they got the guns, that's being all the mischievous, all the active stuff that the kids are not doing responsibly. It'll stop. Yesterday was a peaceful movement. No kids got pepper sprayed where there were no police, and they didn't even give it the proper attention on news. That's what I hate. All the protesting when ICE was here, and they had the kids all out in Wawawinka and all them other counties and stuff getting kicked over by grown people and
Blake Gump, that's a lie. The news did cover it. So
It should have been more.
We only got a certain amount of stations, Blake, and they covered it.
You're right.
All I'm telling you is that they did cover it. So before you speak misfacts, you get what I'm saying? Understand the actual facts. It can't if we only got this amount of news stations.
Well, not on TV. I'm talking about on the output of us.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is we're talking about it. The TV stations were talking about it. Other elected officials were talking about it. So I'm saying that this is what I'm saying is, Blake, that you got it wrong this time. And we have to acknowledge when we get it wrong. And instead of accusing someone and not knowing all the facts, I'm trying to help you. So I'm trying to help you, you know what I mean? To let you know that it was, you know, they were there. They were there.
Well, then we just need to outpour more than from the visual off the TV. We just need to put it in action with us then.
Should have went down there and went live. Just like they do at what I'm so now you was at work. So it's a lot of other people.
No, but
when things are important,
when
things are important to us, we make provisions. Yes. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm going to stop making excuses.
Because I'm allergic
and
to those.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm allergic.
And you are not allergic to me. I'm one of your leads off
your
street.
Yes, sir.
So I have no excuses. I will be more involved. I got you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah. So I just had to get that right. We got to get ready to take care of some bills.
Hey, that's your man. That's your man.
Be like, you're going to learn today.
That's your man.
Hey, man, that's Blake Gump, man. That's Blake Gump, man.
That's your man.
Yeah. He there. He all there. But I like his involvement, and I like the fact that he has learned from a lot of the things that we've talked about on Truth in the Morning
and
the other shows, and he's getting active in those areas.
Yeah, we mess with Blake, but he's active and he's involved and he's learning about what we talk about and things that we do. So shout out to Blake and anybody like that.
Yeah, we got to get ready to take care of some bills, of course, coming up at 8:30 when we return. We'll be talking with Bishop Walter Harvey from the Embassy Center, MKE, about something dealing with spring. I know what it is, but we're going to let him tell you about it.
Spring.
We'll be.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome, Black. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my brother,
MC Dame Elsie, in the building.
And shout out to our girl, Bailey Coleman.
Bailey!
We got somebody in the studio that you are familiar with very, very well. And they were in at the Truth Community Awards deep.
Yeah.
Embassy Center, MKE. They were there deep for the Truth Community Awards. So we are honored and pleased to have this brother who has definitely been about taking care of the community, while saving souls and while just showing that people do care. People understand that our city and our community is going through some things, and sometimes they need some help, and they need to know that it's somebody that cares, and they're not going to be judgmental on who you are and what your trials and tribulations might be. They want to show you that there's a higher calling and a higher spirit that loves you, and they put that energy into a man such as the brother that we are honored to have in the studio. This is Bishop Walter Harvey from the Embassy Center, MKE. Great morning, Bishop. How are you doing and feeling this morning?
Great morning. I like to say I'm fantastic, but I'm getting better.
Oh, that's dope. I like that. I like that.
Fantastic, but getting better.
Yeah. So,
I'm gonna use that.
Okay. So you tell people about the Embassy Center MKE and this event that is coming up, and what inspired you to do this event. But tell people a little bit about you first.
All right. Well, I'm a son of the city, first of all. Mm-hmm. I know I don't look it, but 66 years.
Wow.
All here in the city of Milwaukee.
Okay.
Product of Milwaukee Public Schools.
Okay.
Proud graduate of Marquette, class of 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately upon graduation from Marquette, I started serving in the community from youth basketball camps. Believe it, back in the day, I had some game.
Did you?
Yes, sir. In my mind, I still can play.
I was going to say, you did say used to.
Used to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just serving the community from street evangelism to grocery giveaways to home small groups, and then eventually pastoring Park Lawn Assembly of God from 1992 until 2020.
Yeah.
So for the last 6 years, I'm not in the senior pastor role, but I'm still very much part of the church. We rebranded it 4 years ago to be called the Embassy Center. And our focus is on raising up and releasing the members as ambassadors, because an embassy represents a country, a nation, and sends ambassadors. And so we want the people who are part of that ministry to see themselves on mission, wherever they live, work, play, pray, and learn. So they come to church on Sunday with Monday in mind. So my role is not in the pastoral role now but it's a very much a leadership role. I'm the apostolic leader of the church. And then I also lead our economic development corporation, PRISM, P-R-I-S-M, and do some other things in the community and globally as well.
Okay.
Now PRISM just won. You won an award for PRISM 2023. I was just going to ask you about that. Milwaukee Magazine gave you an award for being the what was it? The I just saw it. You just got an award from PRISM. For the Empower Entrepreneur. So you got an award, a leadership award from Milwaukee Magazine.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very humbling to anytime people give you a shout out for what you're doing, because we don't do it for that. But
that
it is so tremendous to be recognized by Milwaukee Magazine. LISC also gave us an award a year before that. So we've been doing some work. The church has been in the Milwaukee area for 116 years.
Wow.
And PRISM has been around since 2011.
What is PRISM Economic Development, and how does that factor into the community work that you do?
PRISM is a 501c3 nonprofit that's focused on disrupting poverty, starting in the Sherman Park area and throughout greater Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. We also focus on wealth creation, and our programs are dealing with youth workforce development. They also encompass food entrepreneurship. We have 30 licensed food entrepreneurs that are cooking out of the Upstart kitchen and have been doing so since we opened up our doors during the pandemic. During that time, we also were giving away free hot meals to homeless and community programs. So PRISM is focused on affirming people's God-given dignity and their wealth and their worth.
That's excellent.
So let's talk about this event that's coming up.
All right.
And why do this event now in this time of the year?
Well, If I wasn't so saved, I would cuss. But, you know, we catching it out here right now in society and in Milwaukee.
We're catching hell.
Thank you for saying that.
Yes,
see, you
absolutely.
Can say that, man.
Absolutely.
I need you in my church, man. Some things I want you to say.
Yes, sir. Hey, one of the comedians had to stand in person and be like, every time he wanted to say something, like, and it's. And yes, I got you, Bishop.
Yeah, so it's rough out here for people. People need some relief and they need some resources. And so tomorrow from 11 o'clock till 3:30 at the Embassy Center, we are hosting a community resource fair. And part of that includes a maternal health fair called It's a Family Affair. And there are over 40 community vendors, resource organizations that will have tables that will be offering free resources from Freighter Healthcare and other organizations doing free health screening to free grocery giveaway through whom you know and love, Sister Farina Brooks,
yes,
and Dream
yes,
Team United.
Yes, absolutely.
Free haircuts, hair braiding. We're even, you know, we're not just focused on giving people stuff. We also want to build their knowledge. Mm-hmm. And the other reason why we're doing it at this particular time is because it's springtime. And spring is a season of growth, and we want people to come not just to get, but we want them to grow. So we have some speakers. We have some resources that are really going to help people to leave more empowered than when they came.
Which is very, very important.
Yeah. Who should come to this event? Who do you think is the target of the event?
The target is families and individuals. So whether it's two parent families or single parent families or single individuals, men, women, youth and children, it's for everybody. We often say it in our promotion, 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
So we are focused on every age group, even our seniors. We have some specific enrichment for men, because we know that they're really a backbone and a foundation of our community. And so we want to empower them to care for themselves, care for their spouse or their significant other, and also care for the children.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you all talking about parenting versus PWKs.
Yes,
today.
People with kids.
We
yeah.
want both of them to come. Mm-hmm. All right. We want the PWKs to come and leave as parents.
There you go.
And so we have resources for the entire community. So everybody should come.
Homer just likes that you used his acronym.
Yes,
in
yes,
sentence, because I get on him
but yeah, what he said is true. That's why I say like we have to get more parents. You know what I'm saying? Because the PWKs and I often talk about that there are resources that are out there to help people, but you got to help us to help you. So just like you can help Bishop Walter Harvey by coming out to. It's a spring fling thing. You get what I'm saying? You come out with the maternal aspect of it. There are going to be diapers given away.
Absolutely.
And we know the cost of diapers. Like one of the things that people
we know.
Like, Dave has a new one.
Yeah, we know. But listen, I'm so encouraged and so happy that we have a church that is willing to be a part of the community and not just be in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that is inspiring, and that is something that a lot of these other churches need to do. You know
wow.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm happy that y'all are right in the middle of the city, right there, and you have taken on that leadership role in that position, and making sure that the Embassy Center is a part of the community that it's in, and seeing the need, and then stepping in and seeing where we can fill those gaps. That's beautiful, and that's what you're doing here with this event. And so I just want to say I appreciate that.
Thank you for the shout out.
Yeah. And you know, it's always good when you're not new to this, you're true to this. And you have shown just over the time that you've been in there. And as far as your basketball game, you know, not being where you think it is, you've elevated to a higher level. You feel what I'm saying?
I
so,
hear you.
Yeah, they can't touch you.
I'm free.
There you go. They can't touch you. You know what I'm saying? You got game. For life.
For life.
You feel
right.
what I'm saying? So all you can do is continue to go higher. And I know you're going higher. So, you know, it's like every time I think, oh, almost had him, Dave. Almost had him. Like, no. Be like, is he floating?
There you go.
Like, there it is. So how with the sponsors, what, you know, some who are some of the sponsors? Because when you do things like this,
yeah.
It takes more than just you. Just
Absolutely.
Like with my birthday party for the kids. You know, I'd done it alone for so long, but then when I began to get sponsors and other people to understand the power and why it's important.
Absolutely.
So who are some of those sponsors and people that have really came aboard to help make this what you had the vision for it to be?
It's so true. We can't do it alone. And I have to give a tremendous shout out to my alderman, DeAndre Jackson, 7th District. He has stepped up tremendously financially, vocally to champion this. Farina Brooks and the Dream Team United have stepped up as a co-sponsor. The Embassy Center, whom you mentioned, my role as the executive director of PRISM, EDC, Economic Development Corporation, is sponsoring it. We have partnership with Theta Care and CareNet. They're also sponsoring that. And then the UW-Milwaukee Alzheimer's Department and the Healing Network at Embassy Center. These are just some of the sponsors that are on our list. But they'll, as I mentioned, 40-plus vendors who are coming together to wrap our arms and resources around our community.
It's so, so important, man. It's so, so important what you're doing. And you, and again, this may be one that's considered a special event at this time. It's a spring fling thing. So, but you've been doing it, like I say, and that's the importance of being able to be consistent with it. So you don't only show love at this one situation. The Embassy Center, MKE, has monthly things that are happening.
Absolutely.
And it's important that people come out and find out. And will they be able to find out some of those things that, like, hey, look, although you may have came out to this event, here's some of the other programs and things that we have for you.
Yeah, we're going to be consistent. This is not a one-time thing. And as you said, every month we're giving away free groceries. We'll be doing more of these that are focused on maternal health because our city leads one of the leaders in the nation of infant mortality. And, you know, as you know, the cost of diapers and baby wipes and all of those things. So we'll be focused on that. And we want people to continue to come. Let me tell them where it is.
Yes, I was going to say, give them the information and the time.
Embassy Center MKE is right at the intersection of Fond du Lac Avenue, Sherman Boulevard, and Roosevelt Drive. And we have a huge parking lot. That's the entrance.
Absolutely.
Park on the parking lot, enter through those doors, 3725 North Sherman Boulevard. Doors will open at 10:30. And everything's going to kick off at 11. We even have a free lunch because we want the kids to come. We have free child care if you got little ones.
Yeah, you got all the bases covered. There's no excuses for people not to come.
No excuses for not to come. We'll take care of your child for the older kids.
Subs there? Like, is it going to be like cousin subs?
You got to come and see.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
What's the time? You know, you offer food, people going to be there.
What's the time?
Doors open at 10:30, and everything kicks off at 11 a.m., and we go until 3:30.
Yeah, you feeding them. Y'all better be ready because they're going to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. He there, she there, I'm there.
Yeah, they're going to be there, and that's excellent. And they're going to come from the neighborhoods. They're going to come walking over there. And that's what y'all, I assume that's what y'all want, right?
We want people there.
Yeah. And the actual address to Embassy Center, MKE?
3725 North Sherman Boulevard. Fond du Lac, Roosevelt, and Sherman Boulevard.
Excellent.
Well, we thank you for continuing to do what it is that doing has been put in your heart, your spirit, and your soul to do. And it has paid off and continues to pay off. And this event, ladies, get there for them diapers and them wipes because they free.
Not just ladies. Fellas, y'all pay for that too. So y'all get there. Get them
that
free.
That part, that's a good thing. That's a good
I know.
Because you hear so many, he could at least buy some diapers.
You like, show up with some diapers.
Like, look here, girl. Guess what I got? I got some diapers.
Come on in. Come on
a little bit.
All right. We love you, Bishop Walter
love
Harvey,
Walter,
and everything that is going on over there at the Embassy Center, MKE. It's going down this weekend. Make sure you go and participate.
Excellent event.
All right. Thank you very much. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Home Blow, along with my brother,
MC Dame Elzy, in the building.
And shout out to Bailey Coleman. Make sure you keep them tides coming. We out. We'll be blessed.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, welcome back.
Shout out to Bishop Harvey.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to Bailey Coleman.
Shout out to Bailey Coleman for hooking it up.
Shout
and
out
having
to
Bishop Harvey come through.
Dream team tonight.
Yeah, and I appreciate the fact that he came through. And I oftentimes get on churches for being in the community but not being a part of the community, for just coming in, people driving in, and then they leave and do whatever. They are showing that and in a way that the resources that they have and the money they get, they are putting back into those that
absolutely
are in the community. And that's
the true meaning of Give Black. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we need more of. We need more of that.
That's it.
And not that it doesn't happen. I'm just saying we need more.
Yep, that's one of the things that I strive to do, man, and be a part of, man. So, our friend, our brother, the legendary Doc B, I was like, man, I was trying to get my guy to get in, man, for what the business is to promote
Doc,
and talk about this event.
I don't know what kind of phone you got, and whether you was talking into your phone via a megaphone, but I could hear everything you said. And I'm telling Homer, I'm like, Homer, tell Doc he on speakerphone or something or whatever. And Homer's like, the crazy thing is he ain't on speakerphone.
Because he what?
He just talked that loud. Doc, me, turn it down some. I love you, brother.
So I definitely want to show our family love. You know, Doc B, the Midwest Mixer, B-Boy Productions for 1-4 Troop. He's going to be involved this evening. Trifecta Events, a man-wife team presents an evening of rhythm and blues tonight, Friday, May 1st at the Brookfield Masonic Center, 4550 Pilgrim Road, dinner and dance from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. with Doc B on the mix. It's $20 per ticket, but each ticket can bring a free second person guest slash date slash spouse. Free. They can bring them free. If that go with that person, they got that $20 ticket. You buy that $20 ticket. Cash or card at the door, or for more info or to be put on the guest list, call or text 414-333-1425. That's 414-333-1425 of Trifecta Society, or you can email trifectasociety1@gmail.com. So, yeah, that's happening, and I definitely wanted to get that in for our brother and our friend, the legendary Doc B, B-Boy Productions. So love you, family. Got it in, and I was waiting. I was like, he called me before we started the interview. I'm like, bruh, where the info? I'm trying to get it in now, you know. We are on a schedule. And shout out to Sterling, Mr. Picture This. He is celebrating 25 years of being a photographer extraordinaire. And he's having a legend show tonight at his lounge, the lower level lounge inside the Marshall Building. And he's having performances by Cuckoo Cow, Baby Drew, G Money from a G to a Key.
Yeah, that's going to be dope.
Yeah, and Reggie Smooth as Butter Brown will be DJing. Silk G will be hosting. Sterling, Mr. Pitcher, is celebrating 25 years, and other special guests. Doors open at 9 p.m., so I'm going to definitely stop down there and hang out and show him some anniversary celebration love, you know? 25 years of doing something like that, man, and he's still in it. Still in the game, and has opened up a lounge, a lower level lounge. So make sure you come on out. Make sure you come on out. It's going to be a great time. You'll get to see some legends from Milwaukee performing and doing what they do. So that's going to be a great time.
Yeah, that's going to be live.
Yeah.
Anytime you get Cuckoo and Baby Drew.
Yeah.
In the same spot.
E-40 brought out Cuckoo Cow at the rave this past year.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
for that
up.
Show.
Mm-hmm. Cuckoo is a legend, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So shout out to him. And he just celebrated a birthday, too. Cuckoo Cow did, a couple of days ago. So happy belated birthday to our very own Cuckoo Cow. Love you, bro, and appreciate you, man. Dane, what do you have up for the weekend?
I don't know. I guess this would be considered my birthday weekend, but I don't have anything up. It could be this weekend or the next, I guess, because Wednesday. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I have nothing up.
Well, maybe there's a surprise in the wings for you.
I've stopped celebrating birthdays.
Okay.
I'm going to be 49 forever. Never going to be 50. That's what Prince said. Prince said he stopped celebrating birthdays. That's why he looks so young.
There you go.
It's just all in your mind. It's a mindset.
Somebody said you ain't Prince.
I hate when people say that.
No, somebody just said you ain't Prince.
I'm not.
So you can't say 49 forever, I guess. I think that's what OG
you shoot for the stars.
I think that's what OG Andrew meant.
Oh, so Andy, you talking just in his headphones? Y'all got a little, you ain't gonna say it in mine? Such a hater. Listen, if I shoot for the stars, I land on the moon. Mm-hmm. And so I can aspire to be like Prince and all of those greats. And if I don't, I'm still better than you.
The radio host formerly known as Dane Elzy?
Hell no.
Yeah, that's what it is. The radio host formerly known as Dame Elzy.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here to celebrate this thing called life.
You know, Prince was a... You know, I would have... If I could do one or two things in my... If I could go back... Now, this wouldn't be top of the list, but it'd be on the list somewhere. It'd be down in the 20s or something like that. Maybe
even lower than that. I would want to hoop with Prince. Mm-hmm. That would be one of the things, like let's see if he could really hoop.
I had the honor of meeting Prince, and I also had the honor of meeting Michael Jackson.
Oh, you met Michael Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So.
Stun on us some more, why don't you, Homer?
You're so crazy.
I had the pleasure of meeting Prince. And hey, I had Michael Jackson.
Say, man. Hey, man.
Money, 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 money.
Hey, man. Listen.
People to know them people.
We need people to have a safe weekend. You know, dress warm. Winter is still
gonna be cold?
Here. Yeah, it's
hey,
been,
listen.
It's been my niece was a roller coaster.
My niece came in the room. She's like, can you turn the heat on? I'm like, nope, it's May.
But tomorrow is supposed to be 50.
I ain't cutting the heat on no more.
Sunday is supposed to be 63.
The heat is off.
Monday, 71.
There you go.
With rain. Then Tuesday, 53 and 51.
The heat is off.
Catch a cold.
Better put on a hoodie.
Al MKE, please get better, man. Please get
Facts.
Better.
See y'all next
Up
week.
Next, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes. In the 11 o'clock hour, somebody is going to end up winning that
$5,000
from the Groover One Call That's All 5K giveaway. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. I am up out of here for now. Holla Black next week.
Peace.
Peace.